Today's daf is Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel, and we are at the very top of Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, B'yantiv Chamisha, B'yoyim HaKippurim Shisha V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refor Shalema. For Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leia, Moshaba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Hena Pero bas Yecheved, Rafal Gahas ben Fega, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Doiv Beryl ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So we're moving along in the third parak of Masechtas Megillah, which continued to discuss the laws of Mikra Megillah, and then immediately digressed into discussing laws that are Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oisa Inyan, and that is Kriyas HaTorah. Specifically, the Mishnah said that not all Kriyas HaTorahs were created equally. In fact, there are times that when you take out the Sefer Torah, Psicha, the Baal Kaira, there are three people that are Olel Torah. There are times four, there are times it's five, there are times it's six, and there are times it's seven. What does it depend on? Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos Mincha, three people are Olel Torah. We saw the Gemara said on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, after discussion and after further review, that a Tainis Tzibur and even Tisha B'Av, Kriyas HaTorah, there are three aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, four people are Olel HaTorah. Yontif, five people are Olel HaTorah. Yom Kippur, six people are Olel HaTorah. And on Shabbos, seven people are Olel HaTorah. Now, what's the methodology behind all this? So it seems, from everything that we've learned up until this point, the standard Kriyas HaTorah is made up of three Olim. The Gemara gave three reasons. Either three, because we're reading Torah Shebe Ksav, and Torah Shebe Ksav is made up of three subcategories, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, hence the name Tanakh. Tanakh is an acronym, it's Rosh HaTevis, for Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, or it's related to the fact that when you take out the Sefer Torah, all three of the sects of Jews should be represented, Kohanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. So the minimum is always going to be three. Yet, there are times that were Moisif. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, because there was a carbon musaf that was brought bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. Now we commemorate that with a tefilas musaf. So we're moisif in tefillah, we're also moisif in kriyas HaTorah. We add one additional person to be oilu l'Torah. Instead of three, there's going to be four. Yontif, there is a hisafa over even Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Yontif, you're not allowed to do malacha. So to commemorate the hisafa of the day, which is, it's a day of issa malacha, we somehow manifest that in the Kriyas HaTorah. Instead of four people being oilu l'Torah, we have five people being oilu l'Torah. Yom Kippur is aser basiyas malacha, just like Yontif is. However, if somebody does malacha on Yom Kippur, it's more severe than if somebody does malacha on Yontif. If someone does malacha on Yontif, it's a slap on the wrist. 39 slaps on the wrist. It's Malkus. If someone does malacha on Yom Kippur, he's Chayiv Karis. That's Mochamor. And again, to commemorate the Hoysafa of the stringency of the punishment for somebody that does malacha, we somehow effect that in the Kriyas HaTorah, instead of five people being Oil HaTorah, six people are Oil HaTorah. And then finally, Shabbos, where again it's Asa to do Malacha, but there, if somebody does Malacha, it's even more serious than on Yom Kippur. Because on Shabbos, if someone does Malacha, he's Chayev Misas Bezdin. And Misas Bezdin throughout Shas is deemed to be more severe than even Karis. It's considered, again, a Hoysafa, and therefore we're Moisif. We have not six people be Oilu L'Torah, but rather we have seven people be Oilu L'Torah. Either way, with that little bit of an introduction, segue right into the daf. So the Mishnah said, B'yantif Chamisha, on Yantif there were five people that were Oilu L'Torah, B'yayim HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur six people were Oilu L'Torah, and on Shabbos seven people are Oilu L'Torah. Says the Gemara, Masi Samani, who's the Tanav of our Mishnah? Lay Rabbi Shmuel, v'lay Rabbi Akiva. It's clearly not Rabbi Shmuel, and it's clearly not Rabbi Akiva. So who's this Rabbi Yishmael? Who's this Rabbi Akiva? We didn't have any Rabbi Yishmaels or Rabbi Akivas that opined as it relates to the laws of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara is going to bring it now. The Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. B'yantif Chamisha. On Yantif, there are five people that are Oilu L'Torah. U'b'yayim HaKippurim, Shisha. On Yom Kippur, six people. U'b'Shabbos, Shiva. And on Shabbos, seven. So far, so good. Ein Poichse Mehem. You can't have less than five, six, or seven. Ve'ein moisifen aleihem. But you also can have more. Divrei Rabbi Yishmol. Azoy halt Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Akiva says, Beyantav chamisha, on Yantav there were five people that were oil l'tayra. Ubiyam akipurim shiva, on Yom Kippur seven people were oil l'tayra. Ubishabes shisha, and on Shabbos six people were oil l'tayra. In poichse mehem, Rabbi Akiva says, can have less than those numbers. Avu moisifen aleihem. However, you can have more. So the Gemara says, we have two Tanoim that discussed the laws of Kriyas HaTorah on Yontif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says that our Mishnah is not in accordance with Rabbi Yishmol and not with Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara speaks it out. Mani, who is our Mishnah? Rabbi Yishmol, if it's Rabbi Yishmol, Kasha Tosefes, meaning Rabbi Yishmol got the numbers right, or at the very least, his numbers are consistent with our numbers. Five for Yontif, six for Yom Kippur, seven for Shabbos. But whereas our Mishnah said, you can have less, but you could make Kosofes, what did Rabbi Yishmol say? Ein Moisifin Aleim. So Kasha Tosefes, our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. If it's Rabbi Akiva, that's for sure not going to work because Kasha Shisha Veshiva. Rabbi Akiva said that on Shabbos there's six Oilim and on Yom Kippur there are seven Oilim, which is the opposite of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said on Yom Kippur it's six and on Shabbos it's seven. So the Gemara says, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Loi Rabbi Yishmol, Veloi Rabbi Akiva. On my Rava, Rava said, you want to know who the Tana is? It's a third Shita. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmol. It's the Tana that was quoted in a brisa that was taught in the academy of Rabbi Yishmol, the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmol. In Rabbi Yishmol's yeshiva, they said the following: Beyantiv chamisha, yantiv five people are oil l'tayra. Beyem Kippurim shisha, on Yom Kippur six people are oil l'tayra. Beshabbos shiva, on Shabbos seven people are oil l'tayra. That's the way we have it in our Mishnah. Ein poichsim mehem, you can't have less. Avo meisifin aleihem, you can't have more. And by the way, in Rabbi Yishmol's yeshiva, they would say it in the name of who? Divrei Rabbi Yishmol. They would say it in the name of Rabbi Yishmol. So you want to know who the Tana of our Mishnah is? It's the Rabbi Yishmol that's quoted in the Braisa that was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmol. But what's the obvious Kasha? Kasha the Rabbi Yishmol, not Rabbi Yishmol. We have a steer in Rabbi Yishmol. The first Braisa that the Gemara brought, Rabbi Yishmol said, 5, 6, 7, Yontif, Shabbos, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, but in Moisif and Aleim. And this Rabbi Shmuel said, like our Mishnah said, which is Moisif and Aleim. And the Gemara says what it often says. Incidentally, what it often says when we're talking about Rabbi Shmuel, Trei Tanoi Alib de Rabbi Shmuel. You have to say there were two different Tanoim that had different Messiahs as to what Rabbi Shmuel said. But the bottom line is, in summation, we have three Shittos as it relates to the laws of how many people are Oilu L'Torah on Yontif, on Yom Kippur, and on Shabbos. What are the three shittas? The shita of our Mishnah is 5 on Yontif, 6 on Yom Kippur, 7 on Shabbos. You can have less, but you can have more. Who's the Tan of our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yishmol. There's another shita, which was also attributed to Rabbi Yishmol, who held 5 on Yontif, 6 on Yom Kippur, 7 on Shabbos. You can have less, and you also can have more. And then there's Rabbi Akiva shita. Rabbi Akiva holds 5 on Yontif, 6 on Shabbos, 7 on Yom Kippur, as it relates to Hosafos, Rabbi Akiva is, you can't have less, but you can have more. Says the Gemara, Man Tana L'Hada Tanya. Who is the Tana of the following price? B'yantif, on Yantif, Ma'achrin Lovet. People come late to Shul, U'memarin Latzes, and they leave early. B'yem Akipurim, on Yom Kippur, Memarin Lovet. People come early to Shul, U'ma'achrin Latzes, and they leave late. U'b'Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Memarin Lovet. People come early to Shul, U'memarin Latzes, and they also leave a little bit early. So this is just Minig Yisrael Torah, says the Gemara, Lema Rabbi Akiva. Presumably it's Rabbi Akiva, the Islay Gavri Yaseira, who holds that there's one extra aliyah on Yom Kippur than it is on Shabbos. So the Gemara is focusing on one particular part of what we just said. This whole Brisa is interesting on many levels. But we're just focusing on one point, and that is the Brisa said that on Yom Kippur, Ma'achrin Latzes, people leave Shul later on Yom Kippur. The Shabbos Memaharin Latzes. People leave a little bit earlier. And the Gemara is wondering out loud, why would people stay in Shul longer on Yom Kippur than on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, aha, I think I know why. Maybe because there's one more Aliyah on Yom Kippur than it is on Shabbos. Who holds that? Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, should we assume that this Braisa that says that people are Ma'achrin Latzes on Yom Kippur, but the Memaharin Latzes on Shabbos, it's because there's one more Aliyah? According to Rabbi Yishmol, according to both Rabbi Yishmol's, there's one more Aliyah on Shabbos than it is on Yom Kippur. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kriyas HaTorah is longer on Yom Kippur than it is on Shabbos. And maybe that's the reason Gemara says, no, it doesn't have to be that. It could be it's going according to Rabbi Yishmael. Mishum Denafish, Sidur Adiyah, but Yom Kippur is just a longer davening. Forget about laning. The one aliyah, that's what makes the whole difference. The whole davening, there's the Avodah, etc. And it's for that reason people are Ma'achrin Lotzis on Yom Kippur, even though on Shabbos, they're Ma'arin Lotzis. Zok to Gemara. Hani Shloisha Chamisha V'Shiva Kineged Me. So on your classic day of Kriyas HaTorah, Mondays, Thursdays, Shabbos Mincha, Taina Sibur, how many people are Oil HaTorah? 3. Sometimes you have 5 people that are Oil HaTorah, on Yontif. Sometimes you have 7 people that are Oil HaTorah. Machlokes Tanan, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Shita is on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be on 7. So the Gemara is focusing, interestingly, on the 3, the 5, and the 7. What's the methodology behind it? Now, there's a few things we have to ask ourselves. Number one, why are we only talking about the 3, the 5, and the 7? What about the 4 and the 6? You have 4 on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, and you have 6 on Yom Kippur. That's number one. Number two, didn't we explain already why you have 3 on your regular day? We recapped it in the beginning of the daf. We said either it's keneged the 3 chalakim of Torah Sheh B'Ksav. We're reading Torah Sheh B'Ksav, so we commemorate the 3 components of Torah Sheh B'Ksav, namely Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, or it's keneged the 3 kitos that are going to be oil of the Torah. Kehanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. So Tosfos asks the kasha, but regardless, for our purposes, the Gemara now is addressing the 3, the 5, and the 7. So the Gemara says, Pligi bar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni v'chadi imei. So there was Machloikas between Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni and someone else. Who's that someone else? Umani Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Some say it was Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi v'chadi imei. Umani Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni. Either way, it was a machloikas Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni and Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Finally, some say not Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Bottom line, it was a machloikas on Rabbi Chadama. One said keneged Birchas Kohenim. It's keneged the 3 psukim of Birchas Kohenim. So Birchas Kohenim is made up of 3 psukim. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yor Hashem panav v'elecha v'chunecha. Yisa Hashem panav v'elecha v'yasim v'chashalim. Now, if you notice, the first pasuk is 3 words. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. The second pasuk, Yair Hashem panav elecha v'chunecha. The third pasuk is 7. Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yasim l'chashal. So 3, 5, 7 is Birchas Kayanim. So connected the 3, 5, 7 of Birchas Kayanim, we somehow have the aliyahs mirror that. And sometimes 3, sometimes 5, and sometimes at the Chadam of the other Amora said, it's connected to Shloisha Shomrei Asaf, Chamisha Meroye Pnei HaMelech, and the Shiva Roye Pnei HaMelech. It's connected to close advisors, the inner circle of the king. So the king would have Shloisha Shomrei Asaf. Rashi said this is related to a pasuk in Sefer Melachim. That pasuk is actually referring to the Beis HaMikdash, and there were 3 people that had inner access, like on a treasury level, inside the Beis HaMikdash, and they were known as the Shloisha Shomrei Asaf. The king would have Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech. Rashi says, how do you know that a king would have Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech? There's a pasuk for it. The pasuk in Megillas Esther, Achashverosh had his 7 chevra right in the beginning. Mamuchan was the head yet, he was the 7th of the 7. But the point is, you have the Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech. And from that group of 7, there were 5 that were a little bit more chashev. But point is, in the rank and file of the inner circle of the sovereignty, there was 3, 5, and 7. Shloisha Shomrei Asaf, Chamisha of the 7 that are Roya Pnei HaMelech, and then the more general group of the Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech. Connected that, 3 Oilam L'Taira, sometimes 5 Oilam L'Taira, and sometimes 7 Oilam L'Taira. Tani Rav Yoyis, Rav Yosef said a braisa, Shloisha, Chamisha, V'Shiva, is Shloisha Shomrei Asaf, Chamisha Roya Pnei HaMelech, and Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech. So Rav Yosef said over a braisa that coincided with that second shot that we just said. Amalei Abaye. So whenever you have Rabbi Yosef, you have Abaye. So Abaye tells Rabbi Yosef, right? Usually Abaye has a kasha on Rabbi Yosef. Here he didn't have any kashas, but he still had a comment. He told him, Ado idna my time loy parish lamar. He said, Rabbi Yosef, you said such a good shot. Why didn't you say it until now? Amalei, so he told him, loy have a yadana the tzrichzuli. I didn't know you needed the pshat. Mi bo isu minoy musav leyamri lechu. You make it sound like you asked me and I didn't tell you. I had no idea. I'm so excited that you're so excited. Had you asked me earlier, I would have told you earlier. The exchanges between Abaye and Rav Yosef throughout Shas are absolutely mesmerizing. Tzarech Talmud. This whole Gemara is Tzarech Talmud. It's Einai Omer Ela Dershuni. We're going to go weiter. Omale Yaakov Mina, the Rabbi Yehuda. So Yaakov Mina
told Rabbi Yehuda. Now, really, at first glance, Yaakov, you know, almost sounds like Yaakov the Min, Yaakov the Heretic. So the Achrayim say, Chas v'Sholem, you can't refer to Yaakov as Yaakov Mina. If Yaakov was a Min, we probably wouldn't be quoting him in Shas. Min is an acronym. It's Rosh HaTevis, Mitalmida Yeshoy Noitzri. It was a hidden way of talking about the Noitzrim back in the day. So why was Yaakov Mina called Yaakov Mina? Some say maybe he came from a place called Mina. But either way, Yaakov Mina told the great Rabbi Yehuda, we explained the three, we explained the five, we explained the seven. We didn't explain the four, we didn't explain the six. Rabbi Yaakov Mina asked Rabbi Yehuda, what's Pshat in six? Yom Kippur, the six, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, which is Shittas Rabbi Yishmael, what's that all about? He told him, Keneged Shisha Sha'amdu Miyaminoi Shal Ezra, the Shisha Mismoili. It corresponds to the six people that stood to the right of Ezra, and the six that stood to the left of Ezra. So what's this all about? Shenemar. It's a pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah, which tells the story of Ezra. Vayamid Ezra Sefer Amigdal Eitz. Ezra Sefer standing on a wooden platform, Asha Asul Adavar, which was made specifically for this event, this maimid. Vayamid Etzlei. And who was next to him? Matisyah, the Shema, the Anoya, the Uriah, the Chilkiah, Umaseya al Yamina. These six people were all to his right. Umismoile and to his left, Pidaya, Umishael, Umalkiah, the Choshum, the Chashbadona, Zechariah, and Meshulam. Those were the people that were to his left. So Keneged, the six to his right, and the six to his left, we have six Olam. Now the Gemara asked the obvious question before we even try to understand it. If you did the math, there were five to his right, there were actually seven to his left. So the Gemara says, Hainu Zechariah, Hainu Meshulam. Zechariah and Meshulam is really the same person. Why was it called Meshulam? Meshalim Be'uvdeh. Because he was Sholem, he was complete, he was so perfect in his Avodah. That's why we refer to him as Meshulam. But the bottom line is, the six to his right, six to his left, and it's Keneged, the six, that we do this, right? What does this all have to do with Kriya? So the Pashup Shad is because what we're showing is that the Torah is so chashuv, Rashi. It's me'ein dvar malchus. There's like a malchus component to the Torah. And therefore, the symbolism that we use for the people that are oil of the Torah is the symbolism of the inner chambers of what took place once upon a time in these ancient kingdoms. Everyone understood there were the Shloisha Shomrei Asaf, there were the Chamisha Roi Pnei HaMelech, there were the Shiva Roi Pnei HaMelech. Ezra Sofer at this big event has six people to his right, he has six people to his left. Six is a very significant number, and we want to tribute those numbers which are very much associated with Malchus and closeness to the Melech, to Kriya Satira, a Raisa, the Kochabarichu Chad, and it's all somehow to play out that type of Hergish. As it relates to Ezra, it's even more obvious because Ezra is the one that was Masakin Kriya Satira. So really all this is very much related to Ezra. So it would make sense that this event, who knows if this is not the time that Ezra actually instituted this halacha. So he has six to his right, six to his left. So to commemorate that, we picked a Kriya Satira that's gonna have Shisha Oilam, which Kriya Satira is the Kriya Satira of Yom Kippur. Sokta Gimarvaita, Tan Rabbanan, Hakal Oilam the Minyan Shiva. Everyone counts for the minion of Shiva. So we're talking now about the Kriya Satira on Shabbos. If we're talking about Shiva, obviously we mean Shabbos. Vafilu katan, even a katan. Vafilu isha, even a woman. So could a katan get an aliyah? Yes. Could a woman get an aliyah? Yes. Aval amru chacham, you have to read the fine print. Not such fine print. Isha loy tikri b'tahira. Chazal said that a woman should not get an aliyah mipnei kovet zibur, because it's not kovet zibur. Truth is, today's daf is going to be no raid, but Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, we're going to revisit this Gemara. Both aspects of the Gemara. Number one, that a katan really could be oil l'tayra. Number two, that a woman could be oil l'tayra. The only reason a woman's not oil l'tayra is mipnei kavadatzi. But ibaylu mafter ma'u sheyalu l'minyan. The person that gets mafter, does that count for the minyan shiva or does that not count for the minyan shiva? So the truth is, in order to properly understand this next Gemara, we have to state the obvious, and that is that after Kriya Satayra, we read the Haftarah. What's the Haftarah? It's a portion of Navi that on some level correlates with the Parsha, right? There's always a connection between the Haftarah and the Parsha. But where does it come from? It comes from Nevi'im Ksuvim. That's where the Mafter comes from. The truth is, it's a little bit unclear when the Minig to read Mafter was instituted and why it was instituted. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah lays out very beautifully that Takan of Kriya Satayra, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin, and then Ezra was Moisef. So we know exactly what the Takana of Kriya Satayra was. As far as the Takana of the Haftarah, it's a little bit unclear. But the most popular theory is that somewhere along the way there was a Gzera that the Yidden were not able to learn anymore from the Torah, and they weren't allowed to read from the Torah, the Rabbin. And because there was already a takan of Kriyas HaTorah, and the Chachamim didn't want to be mevatel it, I mean, it was considered dangerous, so they said, let's do something that even though it's not the real thing, but at the same time, it's going to be a zecher. So they said, there's a takana we can't read from the five books of Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't read from Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamid, Badvarim. But it doesn't say anywhere that we can't read from the Nevi'im, that no one ever said we can't do. So they would take out the Navi, and they would read from the Nevi'im something that correlated to the parasha. And some surmise that they even had seven people that were Oila to the Navi, just like we have seven people that are Oila to. Now, today, Baruch Hashem, we live in a world of chesed, and we don't have these issues anymore. But at the same time, the takana of the Haftorah is something that remained with Klal Yisrael. And that's why, after Kriyas HaTorah, today, we remember what once upon a time was a minig, and as we take out a Navi, sometimes a Klaf, and we read from it, and this is all a zecher, it seems, to something that was instituted once upon a time for a very, very important reason. Now, stating that, the way Haftorah works, again, stating mamish the obvious, is we finish reading the parasha, somebody comes up and then gets called up for another aliyah. He rereads the last portion of the parasha, what we know as the quote-unquote mafter. Then he makes the brachas on the Haftorah, reads the Haftorah, makes the brachas after the Haftorah, and sometimes even davens musaf. Right, but that's what happens. That's the minig in Klal Yisrael. So why are we doing that? What's that all about? Why are we rereading the last portion of the Torah? We just read the Torah. Done. Finished. Now we're going to call someone up to read the Haftorah because of whatever reason. So why are we rereading the Mafter? What's Pashup Shah? So the Rishonim say that the reason is because if you would call someone up only to read from the Navi and not to read from the Torah, could be it's a little bit disrespectful to the Torah. And it could be it's not covered at Torah. So what we do is we dafka want the person first to read from the Torah to show that he's not only coming up to make a bracha on the Navi. He's making a bracha on the Torah as well. After he makes a bracha on the Torah, he's going to make a bracha on the Navi. But because this person's bracha that he's making on the Torah isn't really because he's one of the Olim for the Torah, he's doing it just not to show a lack of respect for the Torah. So he's not one of the Olim really. Or maybe not. And that's really what the Gemara is discussing. Says the Gemara, Iba Yiluhu, Mafter Ma'u Sheyalu L'minyan Shiva. The person that's getting called up to read from the Navi, who's also going to say, Baruch Hos Hashem HaMavayrach, to the Torah. And the Balkaira is going to read a portion of the Sefer Torah. Once upon a time, he would read it himself, right? So the question is, does he count for the seven? Does he not count for the seven? Says the Gemara was a machlek. It's Rafun of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Rabbi. Chadama one said, Oilo, yeah. Chadama, the other one said, Ein Oilo, no. Mayin Oma Oilo. The man that says, Oilo Dakari, you're reading from the Sefer Torah, so why shouldn't he count? Uman Domer, Ein Oilo, the one that said, no, it's Kidda Ula. It's because of something Ula said. Domer Ula, Ula said, Ne Mahamafta Benavi Tzach Shrik Betayra Tchilo. Why is it that the person that's Mafta Benavi first has to read from the Torah, Vipnei Kavarat Torah? It's because of Kavarat Torah. The way that we just explained it. So the Gemara says, "V'kimin the mishum kavat tayro," being that it's only because of kavat tayro, the minyan leisalik, it doesn't count as part of the minyan. Says the Gemara, "Meisve." I'll ask you a kasha. A mafte benavi, the person that's mafte benavi, lo yifchais me esrim ve'echa psukim. Interesting. So the Haftorah is not supposed to have less than 21 psukim. Keneged shiva shekaru b'tayra. Keneged the seven people that were karu b'tayra. Meaning, seven people are Oil L'Torah on Shabbos. Each person has to read at least three psukim, which means the minimum kriya would have to be 21 psukim. So, connected that, you have 21 psukim in the Navi. So, as the Gemara, now, if you're going to tell me what? Zok Rashi. That the person that's going up for Maftir is not Oil L'Minyan Shiva. So, how many people are really being Oil L'Torah? How many aliyahs are there? There are eight. You have Koyan Levi, Shlishi Revi, Chamishi, Shishi Shvi, and then you have Mafter. So really you have eight people being Oil L'Torah. Each person is going to have at least three psokim, which means 24 psokim. So right now, if the Mafter has to mirror the Kriyas HaTorah, so it shouldn't be Maspik to only have 21 psokim. Esrim Varbo Havyun, shouldn't you have to have 24? So the Gemara gives a Pashta Torah. It's Kim Nemeshum Kavat Torah. Being that that last Aliyah is really not one of the Oilin, because really you don't need eight, really you need seven. We just said it's Keneged, the seven people that were Roya Pnei Amelech. We're not looking for 8, we're looking for 7. It's just because of a Kavadat Torah. No, connect the Nami Leibois. It's for that reason we don't need to have 3 Psukim in the Navi to correspond to them. Askefla Rava. Rava asked another Kasha. A Kasha on the notion that we just said, and that is that the Navi has to be made up of no less than 21 Psukim. So he asked the Kasha from one of the Avtoras. This is the Avtoran Parshas Tzav. And the Avtoran Parshas Tzav, Rava referred to, Vahare Oiloi Sechem Sefu. Regardless, it's the Avtoran Parshas Tzav. It's less than 21 psukim for Karinon, and it's daftayra. Again, it's daftayra for Parashas Tzav. I thought you can't have less than 21. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasan, the Salikin Yano. Because although it's less than 21 psukim, but at least it's one parasha in the Torah, or in the Navi, and that one parasha really encapsulates the toichin of Parashas Tzav. Thus, it's a very befitting haftayra. So even though it falls short a little bit in terms of the amount of psukim, but Chazal said, look away, no worries, let's make it work. So the Gemara says, Vehecha, the lois salik in yon alois. So you're telling me otherwise it wouldn't be good? V'amar Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. Rav Shmuel Bar Abba said, Zimnes, like in Havi Kim, the Kamei Rabbi Yechon. Well, many times that I was by Rabbi Yechon. V'chiav Karina and Asar Psuki, and we'd be reading from the Navi, and after we read 10 psukim, Amalan, he would say, Afsiku, mafspik, you know, stop. We're done. So, what do you mean? I thought you have to have at least 21 psukim. And over here, there was more to read. So, Bishlamit Avtoyer Parashat Tzav. Okay, you're telling me there's nothing else to read. So, Memela, we stop it short. But there was more to read. So, where is it Nogeya, this 21 psukim? So, the Gemara says, Makam Sheish Torgim and Shani. There were places, as we saw earlier in the Parak, that they didn't only have someone read from the Sefer Torah, but there was a translator. And the same was true for the Navi. They had someone that would read from the Navi, and then they had him a Torgim, and someone that would translate the Navi. So, if there was somebody that was translating the Navi, Shani, over there it's going to be different. Over there, you don't need the 21 psukim. The Tani Rech Tachlifa Bar Shmuel, Rav Tachlifa Bar Shmuel said, Lashon al Makam Shein Torgaman. This time we said 21 psukim, that's only if there's no Torgaman. Av Makam Shein Torgaman Paisik. But if you have a Torgaman, then already it's going to be different. Now, why is it different if you have a Torgaman? So some say, Rashi says, Sheish Tairach Le Tzibur. Simply because there's a Tairach for the Tzibur, Tircha the Tziburah. And because of that, even though it's true and narrow, you'd love to have 21 psukim. So if all you have is the Maf Dav Tairah, that's fine. But you have Dav Tairah, and someone's translating it, if you're going to have all these psukim, it's going to end up taking too long. So therefore, we are going to stop. So we're moving along. We're going to continue talking about Kriyas HaTorah. Specifically, the next Mishnah is going to discuss something that we talked about yesterday in the raid. And that is the idea that Kriyas HaTorah requires a minyan. And the Mishnah is not only going to say that Kriyas HaTorah requires a minyan, but the Mishnah is going to mention a whole list of things that you need 10 people in order to do. Zok the Mishnah, ein person al shema. You can't be poyres al shema. So what does it mean to be poyres al shema? So Rashi tells us what it means. Minyan habala beis haknesses, la'acha shekori atzibur ha-shema. If you have people that come to shul late, they came after the tzibur already said shema. Oymeidacha, one person would get up, va'oymer kaddish, he would say yiskadal v'yiskadash, u'barchu, he would say barchu, u'bracha rishayna shebe kriyishma. And then he would recite the first bracha of kriyishma. So this is something that happened after davening. It happened for people that were not there on time for birchas kriyishma. So instead of each person saying birchas kriyishma by himself, they would say it in unison. They would say it together as a group with the kaddish and with a barchu. So what does it mean to be poyres al shema? So Rashi says person is lashon chatzi davar. Poyres means to be poyres bread. It's a halba maisa. The point is that only part of the Berachas Kriya Shema was said, and therefore it's referred to as being Poyres al Shema. But the bottom line is, how many people did you need to be Poyres al Shema? We're about to see 10 people. So, ain't Poyres al Shema. Ve'ain't Oivron Lefnei Atev. There's no Chazar Sashat. Ve'ain't Noisen Eskapem. Ke'anim Don Duchim. Ve'ain't Koren Batayr. You don't have Kriya Satayr. Ve'ain't Maftirin Benavi. You don't do the Haftayr. Ve'ain't Oisen Maimud. Additionally, there's no Maimed or Moshav. So the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about what this is. But Rashi says this means that as there was a Levaya taking place, so the people that were partaking would be escorting the mace to his final resting place. So sometimes they would stop in middle. Maimed means they would stand, Moshav sit. So there was this process of being Maimed or Moshav. Whatever that process was, we'll see a little more in the Gemara, needed a certain amount of people in order to do it. The bracha that you give an oval. And nichum aveilim. Ubirchas chasanim. Sheva brachas. Ve'ein mezamnim b'shem. And you don't do zimun raboisam evam benchin with the name Hashem, meaning nevarich elokeinu shachal mishloi pachas me'asara, less than 10 people. So this whole list that we just mentioned are negeya, things that need a minyan. Paris al shema, chazaras hashatz, duchenin, kriyas ha-tayra, haftayra, some things related to avelos, Sheva brachis, nevarich elokeinu by benching. For all these things, you need a minyan. Another halach, ubekarkois, tisha v'koyin. In the event that we have karka, This karka, this piece of property, belongs to Hekdesh, and Hekdesh now wants to be paid. They want to redeem it, so they're going to sell the karka, but we're trying to figure out how much money it's worth. So you need 10 people to assess it. Not only do you need 10 people to assess it, one of them has to be a koyin. Interesting. Va'adam kayoytze behen. And the same is true if you have a person that's Hekdesh. The Gemara will explain that, what that means. How could a person be Hekdesh? You would need 10 people to assess what this person's value is, and one of them would have to be a koyin. Zakt. The Gemara. So you see, there's a concept that sometimes you need 10 people. And really, the Gemara is going to give it away now. The idea is that anytime you're engaging in a Dover Shebe Kedusha, you need 10 people. Ein Dover Shebe Kedusha, Pachis Me'asar. So that's the Gemara. What's the Makarta? How do you know a minion? These next five lines are very important lines in Shas. How do you know minion? What's the makar to this? Says the Gemara, Amr Abchi Barabba, Amr Ab Yoichan, and Amr Akar, it's learned that from the Pasuk. It says, V'nektashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. And from this Pasuk we learn, Kol dover shebikdusha lo yehei pachas me'asar. V'nektashti when? B'soich b'nei Yisrael. You know what b'soich b'nei Yisrael means? 10 Jews. That's what it means. Kol davar shebikdusha. Anytime it's v'nektashti, this should be 10. The Gemara says, my mashma, we're in the world, do you see? In v'nektashti, b'toich b'dei Yisrael, they have to have 10 people. So the Gemara says it's really made up of a combination of two gzeirah shavas. The Tani Reb Chiya taught in a braisa, ask you toich toif. It's learned from gzeirah shavah toich toif. Ksiv Hagah says over here, v'nektashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. V'ksiv Hasam, and it says, by koirach, he bodlu mitoich ha'eda. Okay, so we have a connection now between the Nektashti B'toich B'nei Yisrael, the amount of Yidden that you need for a Dovah Shebe Kedusha, and the Adas Koirach. Now, how many people were the Adas Koirach? V'asya Eida Eida. We have another Gzeirah Shava. Dichsiv Hasam, it says, Admosai Le'eda Hara Hazois. Where's Hasam? That's by the Meraglim. So the Meraglim were referred to as Ha'eda Hara Hazois. Now, how many people were the Meraglim? 12. But how many were Eda Hara Hazois? Zok Rashi, Yatsu Yeshua V'Kalev. Yeshua Benun and Kalev Ben Yefuna, they were tzaddikim. So they weren't included in the Eda Hara. So if there were 12 and two were tzaddikim, how many were the Eda Hara? So it was 10. So you see, Eda's 10. Ma'la halon asara, afkan asar. So we have Xerish Shava. He bodlu mitoicha eda and admasai le eda haru azois. Which teaches me that just like the Meraglim were 10, that Das Korach was also 10. Once I know that Das Korach is 10, I have another gzeirah shava. V'nektashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael, and he bodlu mitoicha eda, and Das Korach is 10, so too, in order to have a minion, you would have to have 10 yidden. Not for now, but there's a tshuva from a Moshe Feinstein, maybe it'll be a related rabbi, but there's a tshuva from a Moshe where a Moshe was asked about different people, Mechalei Shabbos, if they count for a minion, they don't count for a minion, and Moshe said that you see from this Gemara that even Yidden that don't fear Zich like Yidden, but still they count for a minion. And you know that because the whole Makar to minion is from who? Admasai le'eda hara hazois. It's learned out from the Eda hara. It's learned out from the Meraglim. So you see that even people that did Averis and Chazal attribute really, really terrible Averis to the Meraglim. They spoke Lashon Hara, they were koy from Be'ikr, Vayimasu, Be'eretz Chemda, they really didn't want to have anything to do with Eretz Yisrael. And again, we don't understand these things. But at the same time, this is what Chazal say. So you see from Chazal that even an Eda hara is considered an Eda. And Rav Moshe used this in some of his famous tshuvas to say that even people that you would have thought maybe shouldn't really count as a minion, he had a koich that teira based on this gemara, because the whole makar to minion is not from ten tzaddikim, it's from admasai le'eda hara hazois. That's the makar. So you see, even 10 people that are eda hara hazois, even they're a minion, and that's enough for a davar shebe kedusha. So again, the Mishnah mentioned a whole bunch of things that you need a minion for. One of the things was the ein oisin maimud umoisha pachas me'asar. So you don't have maimud umoisha pachas me'asar. We said that's talking about when they're escorting the mace to his kfura, so they would stop and they would stand up. That whole procession required 10 people. Why? Because one of the things they would say is, they would tell the people that are escorting the mace, imdu, stop. They would refer to them as yukarim. Shvu, yukarim, shvu. Sit down, my tired people. It's not appropriate to do this if you have less than 10 people. Why? It's not appropriate to say this for less than 10 people. So Rashi says really two reasons. Number one, la'atriach shliach. Number one, to be matriach, the shliach tzibur. You're going to have someone that's going to have to oversee this whole procession. So he's going to have to do this for less than 10 people. No. That's number one. And number two, and imkein mahi nachtol meruvin. If this is the way you're going to do it for such a small group, what are you going to do if there's a large group? Right? You have to have kavadat zibur. You see the concept of kavadat zibur. So if this is the kavod you're giving for a small group, what are you going to do for the large group? Mahi nachtol. I mean, you're already calling them yukarim. Yukarim, ben benoisha yukarim. Like, what are you going to call them already? So it's for that reason, this is something that needs to be exclusive, and we only do it for 10 people. So it's not based on a pasuk. It's not because it's a davar shebekdusha, right? This is for some other reason. The point is, there's a svara, and that's why the maimed of Moshe of these things were not done if there were less than 10 people. Vein oimrim birchas aveilim u'birchas chasanim. My birchas aveilim. What is birchas aveilim? So the Gemara says birchas rechava. This is the bracha that was given to the aveilim in the streets. The Amrab Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Amrab Yoichan, Amrab Yoichan, and birchas aveilim basar. Birchas aveilim requires a minyan. Vein aveilim and a minyan. And the aveilim don't count as part of the minyan. Birchas chasanim v'asar. The birchas chasanim also had to be basara. That's the sheva brachas. V'chasanim min aminyan, the chasin counts as being part of the minyan. V'eim ezamnen ala mazin b'shem pachas me'asara. That when you do Rabbi Sam Yvon Benchen, Birchas Hazimon, so if you have a minyan, you can mention the name of Hashem. Not Nevarech She'achalnu Mishaloi, but you can actually mention Hashem's name. Nevarech Elekeinu She'achalnu Mishaloi. But you need a minyan for that. Why? Kivin the Baylam, Nevarech Elekeinu, Batsim Asar Lav Eirech Ara. It's a svara. It's Lav Eirech Ara to do it if you have less than 10 people. Vakar Kois, Tisha Vakoyin, the Adam Kiyotzvam. So immediately skipping to the end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said there are two times that not only do you need 10 people, but one of them has to be a Kohen. And what is this? Nothing to do with Davish HaBekdusha. We're dealing with laws of Hekdesh. So you have karka belongs to Hekdesh, and Hekdesh wants to be paid. They want to redeem it. They want to sell it. Take cash, shekels instead. So the question is, they have to now determine what its value is. So ordinarily, you would say, I don't know, find a mumcha, someone that understands this, and let him come up with some valuation. Doesn't work that way. There's a defined process of how you have to go about it. And what is that process? You need 10 people. Not only do you need 10 people, one of them has to be a Kohen. And then the Gemara said the same is true for an Adam. An Adam, that's Hekdesh. So the Gemara, not immediately. What's the Makar to this? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Asara Kehanim Ksuvim V'Parsha. If you look in the Parsha, which Parsha? So Rashi says the Parsha of Hekdesh, the Parsha of Erechin, the Parsha of someone that's Makdesh of Behema, someone that's Makdesh Karka. If you look at all those Parshias, so there's 10 times that it mentions in the Torah the word Kohen. And we learn from here, Chad Legufei, want to teach me that you need a Kohen as part of the Hekdesh process, specifically being Poida Hekdesh, the Idach, and the other 9 mentions, Havi Miyot Achamiyot, the Ein Miyot Achamiyot, Ela L'Rabbis. Meaning, it says you have to have a Kohen. Okay, I know you have to have a Kohen. Then it says you have to have a Kohen again. Right, we're assuming all 10 are telling me I need a Kohen. So I need a Kohen 1. 2, I need a Kohen again. You already told me I need a Kohen. Oh, Ein Miyot Achamiyot, Ela L'Rabbis. Kohen is Mamayit, everyone that's not a Kohen. Now the second Kohen is Mamayit again, everyone that's not a Kohen. Miyot achamiyot, a double negative is a positive. So now the second kohen is actually telling me that I don't need a kohen. So the way we look at it is that it says kohen, so at the end of the day you need a kohen. But it says kohen 10 times. No, but those are all miyot achamiyot. So the other 9 are miyot achamiyot, which teach me you don't need kohanim. One of them tells me you do need a kohen. That's how we come up with this idea that 9 don't have to be a kohen. 1 does have to be a kohen. But the Gemara asks a geshmak akasha. Right, the Gemara, ve'ema chamisha kohanim ve'chamisha yisraelim. If the way it works is miyot achamiyot, so this is the way it should be. Kohen means it has to be a kohen. The second time it says kohen should mean it doesn't have to be a kohen. The third mention of Kohen should mean that it has to be a Kohen. Then the fourth one should mean I don't have to have a Kohen. The fifth one should mean Kohen, the sixth one not Kohen. So basically it alternates. One means Kohen, one means not Kohen. One is a Miyot, meaning it's Memayit everyone that's not a Kohen. The next one is a Miyot Acha Miyot, which is Marb everyone that's not a Kohen. So what should come out? If you have 10 mentions, one is a Miyot and one is a Miyot Acha Miyot, which is L'Rabbis, so you should have 5 Kohanim and 5 not Kohanim. And the Gemara says Kasha, which is the Gemara's way of saying, I hear, it's good Kasha, meaning it's not Tufta, but we can go weiter. For Adam Kayyotzabahem. The Mishnah then said, the same is true for an Adam. For an Adam is Kaddish, you have the same Malach. Adam be Kaddish. A person can't be Kaddish. What does that mean? A person can't be hacked. There's no such thing. Rabbi Avo said, it's talking about a person who made a pledge to Hekdesh. But he didn't just say, I'm giving X amount of dollars. What he said was that I want to figure out how much my value is. And I'm going to take my value. I'm going to write you a check. My pidyon money. I'm going to give you my personal value. The Tanya. There's a brisa that addresses this person. If somebody says, I want to take my value. I want to give it to Hekdesh. We assess him ke'eved. As if he were going to be sold now on the market. And we're trying to figure out how he's worth. Okay, and that's what we do with him. Okay, so what does it have to do with needing 10 people in order to assess his value? And why does one have to be a kohen? Because ve'evet iskish lekarkois. Because we know that an evet in halacha is always hookish to karka. So any halacha that you have negeya karka, you're always going to have regarding avodim. So for example, whatever is considered a kinyan, whatever is a means to acquire karka, is the means to acquire evet. Because evet is always iskish lekarka. How do I know that? Techsivus, learned that from a pasuk. Ve'snachaltem oisam levneichem achareichem lereshes achuza. The pasuk's talking about avadim, and it says that if you own an eved and you die, he gets bequeathed to your children, and when they die, it goes to their children. It's like property. It's literally the reshes achuza. So you see that an eved is hukish lekarka, and just like karka, we just said we have a makar that you need 10 people. One of them has to be a kohen. The same is going to be true with regards to an adam. You're going to need 10 people, and one of them is going to have to be a kohen.